This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Synonymous. Hey, you know, every so often, there's going to be a gem that comes out. And we just had a recent post of an app of one of those rare gems that has really put in on my list must-have app. Now, this is going to be for people that are blind, completely blind, that have no light perception. I think the target is going to be more for them. Now, I do have some light perception. However, for me, it was very helpful, and I am going to make great use of this. And I think it's just a incredibly unique little app that we've never seen before or anybody has written up. So let me explain what the app is. Before I do that, in regards to what I was talking about, so people with any kind of vision left, I don't think you're going to have much use for this app at all. But for those that are completely blind with no light perception, I think it really going to make a life-changing aspect of things, how you can make use of this app. It is really that good. All right. So the app is called Day-Night, Daytime, and Nighttime Awareness. You spell Day-Night, all one word, Daynight. It is a free app. The development is still in fluid, which means that they are still currently making revision and changes to how the app works. So this podcast, I'm going to show you how to set up. It is very, very simple. There isn't much to show you at all, so it's going to be a very short podcast. I'm making this podcast because I want people to be aware of this app and pass the word around. I really think it's that good. And it's going to help a lot of people for different reasons. What this app does is that it will just send you a basic notification, okay? That is when it's sunrise and sunset. Now, I know some of you are saying, what good is that? Honestly, it's going to make a huge change for a lot of people. So I get this notification when sunset has occurred. So I don't have to remember when sunset is. I have to keep checking what time it is and stuff like that. So if you are one of those that likes to turn the lights on when it gets dark, we don't know when that is to turn the light on. We also don't know when to shut the blinds and things like that, or to open the blinds because it's daytime. Obvious, normal stuff that people take for granted every day that have vision or some vision, they'd be able to know that it's day and night, and they can open up the blinds when they can and won't turn off a light and such. And so this is just so incredible. So it's as simple as that. All it does is just notify you it is now sunset. It is now sunrise. And as simple as that, it is beautiful. Okay. When you first install the Day-Night, you'll have to go to Day-Night.
Day-Night. Double tap to open. Actions available.
All you got to do is open it up to set it up. So I'm going to just double tap it.
Day-Night.
Okay. And we're going to see what it says here.
Want to know when it's sunrise or sunset? Or more importantly, be aware when it's day or night? Setup. Button.
Okay. Double tap on setup.
Setup. Location.
Okay. It's going to ask you for a location services permission.
In order to calculate the sunrise and sunset times, we need to know your location.
Mm-hmm.
Please enable. Enable. Button.
Double tap on enable, so that way it'll know where you live, so it'll be able to tell you when sunrise and sunset is for your location.
Enable, alert, allow Day-Night to access your location while you use the app.
Okay, we're going to give it access, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Use to calculate sunrise and sunset times to provide day/night notifications. Don't allow, button, allow, button.
Okay, until we get the allow button, double tap on allow.
Notifications.
All right. Now, it's got to get permission to notify you.
We will use notifications to let you know when it's day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Tap enable, enable, button.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap enable.
Enable, alert. Day-Night would like to send you notifications.
Okay, so we now got to give it permission to give us a notification.
Notifications main, don't allow, button, allow, button.
And I'm just swiping to the right. And when I find allow, double tap on that.
Allow, Disable button.
Okay, that is it. So from now on, whenever you open the app, it will say disable. So if you want to disable it, you just double tap that. And to the right.
Disable button. Notifications have been scheduled up until 4/21/17 for Lee Summit.
My apologies. I'm going to go to the
night,
top here.
Day night. Day night.
Okay. We have the day night at the top.
Notifications have been scheduled up until 4/21/17 for Lee Summit. Opening day night before then we'll schedule future notifications. If you change locations, please reopen day night in order for it to reschedule new notifications based on your new location.
All right. And I'll get back to that in a moment.
Disable button.
And then there's a disable as I swipe to the right. And that is it. Now you hear... What it does is two things I need you to know about. One is that each time you open up the app, it will extend out the notification for 30 days. So as you can hear here, this is 30 days from today. It is 4/21, I believe it says.
Notifications have been scheduled up until 4/21/17.
Yep, 4/21. So that's 30 days out from this location. All you got to do is just close this app. Boom, you're done. Every sunrise and sunset that occurs, it will pop up with this cute little music, and it tells you it has sun has risen or it's sunset. And it's that simple. And once I know it's sunset, now I can close my blind, turn the lights on, and make it look like I'm actually living in there and not some weirdo living in a dark house. That happens, you know what I mean? And I don't want to be caught with the blind open during the night with the lights on. God only knows what you'll see, the poor neighbors. But anyway, it's that simple. Now, there's two things at this time of this app. This app is still fluid. That means it's still being tweaked and remodified, and the developer is very active into this. And let me tell you the two things, okay? One, the way it's currently set, it sets out for 30 days, and you have to come back in the app within 30 days to keep pushing it out to notify you for another set of 30 days. So if I come back tomorrow, open it up, it'll say it has notification out to 4/22 now, if that makes sense. So at first, you had to make a reminder, and I would tell Siri to remind me on April 20th to reopen up this app so I can get the notification still. So you have to push it out. Anytime you change the city, so if I are on vacation or you're visiting someone, you go somewhere else, you'll have to open the app up so it can see where you are and then base the sunset and sunrise where your new location is. Because it's fluid, the developers is being so good about listening to all the users. The last I've heard is that he is currently working on the location services. So if you go to another state or a different area, it will automatically relocate you and find where you are and update it for 30 days. That's nice. That's going to be a really nice feature when that comes in handy, so you don't have to open up the app when you change to a different city. The other one that he's working on is that he's going to try to do a notification within, you know, the 28th, 29th day. It's going to pop up and say, hey, just a friendly reminder to open up the app, and so it can push out for another 30 days so you can keep getting the notification, okay? So hopefully someday he'll eliminate that need where you have to open up every so many days to keep extending out. So what I'm saying is this, the improvement on this is getting better and better. And such a unique little app like this has such a huge implication and impact for those that are totally blind that cannot tell when a sun has risen or the sun has set. I think it's going to make a world of difference, and it has certainly done it for me. I have just never really thought about it until I've seen a lot of your comments out there by our users on AppleVis that these are the reason why they use it and other reasons like that. There was another person that was in charge of helping people on campus to escort them from one place to the next at nighttime. So now they get the notification, hey, it's nighttime. So they now know that it's sunset and the escort service will be able to be open for the campus. There's so many different things that people are coming up with. I just want to make this very aware to all the people out there. So spread the news about day night. It's a free app. And I think it's going to make a life-changing difference. And it's definitely going to be on my most must-have app on your phone, and it's just so simple. You set it up, you put it away. So in this case, I can just get out of here.
Day night.
And then I can
double
say
tap to open. Actions
app
available.
Switcher.
App switcher. Day night. Active.
And I can close it.
Close day night.
And
closing day night.
That's all you got to do. And then at whenever sunset comes up,
folder.
It
Find
will
apps.
Automatically give a notification. And when it gets sunrise, it gives you a notification. That is it. So I wanted to do this podcast just to give the developer awareness. And if you guys have any questions or feedback or suggestion for the developers, please do come to AppleViz, look for the day-night app entry, and put your comment in there. He is on there. He is responding to people. And I am so glad to see these kind of apps pop up. And so I appreciate everybody out there that come to AppleViz and take the time to add these terrific app to AppleViz as an app entry. So if you got any more apps like that, come to AppleViz and add your app. This is fantastic. So to give it a check, it's day night, one word. This is my name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. You can reach me at thomas@appleviz.com or anonymous@appleviz.com. It's anonymouse at appleviz.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Thomas_Donville. That's going to be it for this podcast. Until next time, you guys take care. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.